Welcome to the Asthma Community Network website podcast at asthmacommunitynetwork.org. With us today is Rebecca Morley from the National Center for Healthy Housing, here to talk about healthy buildings, healthy homes, and how those concepts relate to the asthma community. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hi.
Let's start with a basic question. What is the National Center for Healthy Housing?
The National Center for Healthy Housing is a national nonprofit. We're dedicated to creating healthy and safe homes for children through practical and proven steps. And we bring together the public health, the housing, environmental, and regulatory communities to combat diseases and injuries caused by hazards in the homes.
This might be a nice opportunity to share with our listeners about the intersection of the National Healthy Homes Movement and Community Asthma Program's goals to reduce the burden of asthma in their communities.
Well, interestingly, asthma and lead poisoning are two examples of diseases that have environmental triggers or causes. And at least one cross-sectional study, one conducted in Michigan and published in Environmental Research, found that asthmatic children were over 5 times more likely to have elevated blood lead levels than non-asthmatics. So it makes sense that this would be the case, since some of the same housing conditions that contribute to the onset and exacerbation of asthma also are correlated with lead poisoning, such as, for example, moisture and mold problems. And moisture and mold can not only trigger asthma, but it can also cause paint to deteriorate, resulting in lead exposure. In a study we conducted in Maine, we found that at least one asthmatic lived in 40% of the homes receiving weatherization assistance. So there's a big overlap between the families that are receiving weatherization assistance and those who have health problems, chronic health problems like asthma. So this tells us two things. One, addressing triggers during energy efficiency programs could have a significant client impact. And two, tightening up homes without regard to indoor environmental conditions could be a grave mistake. So I think it behooves programs to examine comorbidity in their own communities. If the targets for action co-occur, then it's a good justification for a more holistic approach addressing both lead hazards and asthma triggers.
So if there's someone out there listening now who wants to take a first step and mobilize or advance a more integrated approach to achieving improvements in people's health, what would you suggest as a first step to move forward?
I think a great start is to hold a healthy housing summit in the state or in the locality. The idea here is to get people together that don't often spend time in the same room and trying to generate a shared vision and a sense of what are all the assets that the community can bring to bear in terms of addressing the problem.
And finally, Rebecca, can you highlight one or two resources that your organization offers that you'd like our listeners to know about?
I'd be happy to. We have the National Healthy Homes Training Center, which is funded through HUD, CDC, and EPA. And then in conjunction with the National Environmental Health Association, we actually offer the Healthy Homes Specialist Credential. And folks can find out more about both of those programs at nchh.org under the training tab.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Rebecca. I'm excited by the work that you do, and I know that it will inspire others to begin considering asthma management from a holistic, healthy homes approach. Visit us at asthmacommunitynetwork.org to connect with other asthma champions in your community and nationwide. Thanks again, Rebecca.
Thank you.